Hey guys, are you looking for a sports book that you can trust? Well, look no further than mybookie.ag, where you can get a 50% match on your initial deposit of up to $1,000 when you use promo code DFSArmy. As a bonus, when you use promo code DFSArmy, you also get a free month of DFSArmy VIP and DFSArmy Beat the Bookie membership. That's a $100 combined value. So we'll help you with your daily fantasy sports, and we'll help you with your handicapping free when you sign up for mybookie.ag using promo code DFSArmy.
In 2015, an elite DFS Army commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Morning, DFS Army. Hope everyone is enjoying this Thursday morning, February 28th, 2019. First off, if you are not a current DFS Army member, then head on over to DFSArmy.com and use promo code CASHKEG to save you 20% off your membership to gain access to not only our NBA content, but every sport to include NHL, NASCAR, MMA, PGA, and much, much more. That again is promo code CASHKEG over at DFSArmy.com to save you 20%. Now pour your favorite beverage of choice and join me at looking at tonight's six-game NBA slate. Now the first game we're going to look into is Minnesota and Indiana. And Vegas has it opening at a 221 total with Indiana favored by 4. Let's check out some injuries. First, we'll look at the Minnesota side. I think the one thing we're going to have to check, again, is Jeff Teague news. He was out last night, and it made Tyus Jones just complete chalk, as he should have been. You should have been almost all in on him. And his price hasn't moved because the slate came out again. They're playing on a back-to-back. So if Teague is out again at 4,500, it's a little harder matchup. Indiana is ranked 10th in defensive efficiency against point guards, so it's not the worst, but it's middling in the middle. But at 4,500, I'll run him back, and he'll probably be a core play again with the minutes he's seeing if Teague is out. And there's really only, say, four guys that I really want to run on this team. Like last night with Towns, I ended up getting him in my cash lineup last night when we found out Teague was out, just because his usage does goes up so much, and it was a great matchup against a bad team. This matchup is a little harder against Turner, but again, if Teague is out, I'll definitely have some Towns, even at 10-5 on DraftKings. I think he's a little bit more, 11-2 on FanDuel. He's got that 70-point upside like you saw last night. A little harder matchup, but if Teague is out, I think it's basically you look at, again, Towns, Wiggins, Rose, and Jones. But Jones is my preferable target with, 4,500 on DraftKings, 5,300 on FanDuel, and he'll be chalk again. But we just got to wait on that Teague news. He's missed the last couple games with knee soreness, so just have to look at that. I really have no use for Saric or Gibson or any of those guys. I know Dang left with a sore Achilles. Maybe Okogie gets some more minutes, but I'm really just focusing on those four guys if Teague is out. And if Teague is in, I mean, he's only 5,500. I don't mind going to him, but I'll have no use for Jones at that point. And then Rose is in play regardless. He's going to see his 25 to 30 minutes regardless. So on the Indiana side of the ball, Sabonis is out still with an ankle. Turner played last night. There's no reason he shouldn't play again tonight. It's a great matchup. He's only 6K on DraftKings. 7,300 on FanDuel. I think I prefer that DraftKings price point a little bit more. And, you know, Thaddeus Young gets a bump a little bit as well. With Sabonis out, should get more minutes. Kylo Quinn, he's 4K, you know, gets a little bit of a bump. I really, you know, Minnesota's just been bleeding points, and the implied team total in Indiana right now is 112. So you're going to want a little bit of piece of this. You know, Collison, again, if Teague is out, Teague's a better defender than Jones. I don't mind him. I think you're going to want a little piece of this. Bogdanovich, you know, they're all priced pretty low on DraftKings. And they all have, you know, 6X upside. So I don't mind taking a piece of all these guys. Even Wes Matthews at 4,500. I think Turner would probably be the highest own. One guy that kind of went off last night, I think, was TJ Leaf. With Sabonis out, I didn't think he was going to see that much run. But he ended up putting 21 DraftKings points up last night in 16 minutes. 9.7 rebounds, one steal, one assist. A 3,100, you know, might be a deep, you know, flyer if they're going to continue to run him out there. Like you said, Minnesota's defense is horrible. You can attack them at the power forward slot. They're ranked 18th in defensive efficiency there. So I don't mind a deep GPPs, maybe to run Leaf. He's not going to be owned. So as a deep flyer there, I don't mind that. But I still think you're going to want a piece of this game in one way or the other. Just how bad Minnesota's been in on a back-to-back. I know Indiana's on a back-to-back too, but Minnesota's defense has just been horrendous if you've been watching them. Let's move it to the Golden State Warriors and Orlando Magic. It opened up as a 226.5 over-under with Golden State favored by 6. Let's look at Golden State first. Boogie Cousins sat out last night. For rest, he's priced up to 7,900 on DraftKings, and he's sitting at 8.6 on FanDuel. I mean, he's always going to be in play coming off rest. They got beat, man. If you watch that game, Dwayne Wade made that three. It was just awesome. I love seeing that. NBA needs more of that. And it was just, it was a great shot by Wade to win that game, and it was a great moment. It'd been cool to have been there. But yeah, let's look at Golden State here. They got a 116 implied total. The problem is when Cousins comes back, it really hurts the value to all those guys. Like Durant and Curry are both over 9K on DraftKings, both over 9K on FanDuel. And when Cousins is there, it just hurts everybody. Green fouled out last night, had a horrible game. Thompson did really well. And he's always in play. His price never moves. He's always around 6K. Price never moves. And he has that 40 to 50 point upside if his shot's fallen. But for the most part, I don't really want a whole lot here because of the prices. Like, I don't see the ceiling games out of here when with the prices of, you know, like I said, 9K and then 7-9 on DraftKings for Boogie Cousins. And, I mean, if you want to splash him in some GPPs, I just don't have a whole lot of love with those prices on the six-game slate. So just kind of, let's go look at the Orlando side. So Orlando's got a 110-point implied team total. And Golden State just has not been playing very good defense lately. They really have not. And Orlando, their prices just never go up. I mean, Isaac's been playing great ball. He's 5,800 on DraftKings. Terrence Ross, you know, he's got ceiling games in him. You know, he's definitely only a tournament play because, you know, we've seen him struggle. So I prefer, like, I don't mind, like, an Isaac. Even if you want to run an Isaac and maybe cash. Like, I haven't built any lineups yet, but he's just been playing real well. But at 5,800 is not bad. Same with Fournier. Gordon at 6,400 is a tournament option. I don't think I want Vucevic up against Boogie Cousins here at 9,300. I don't think he's going to get there. I guess in tournaments, I don't mind playing him there. DJ Augustin at 4,500 is not a bad price, as long as Briscoe's going to keep missing. Him and Jerry and Grant should run point, so I don't mind him too much. But you can take a couple pieces from this game. They're priced low enough that they have upside in them. I think I prefer, you know, maybe Isaac, Gordon, DJ Augustin if I had to pick three here. But everyone, you know, is a tournament play against Golden State. Like, just haven't been playing real well. And only being a six-point favorite, Vegas sees it being close. So some of those guys have to score. Like I said, Fournier is a good play as well. So any of those guys I would look at. Let's keep it moving. Let's go to Cleveland at New York. It's a 217 over-under with New York favored by 3 points. Now, you ain't going to say that too many times the rest of the year. These are two garbage teams, just dumpster fires. New York's been playing better, but Fizdale, man, if you can figure out his damn rotation, yeah, good luck. You know, I think it was let's start with Cleveland first because New York gets me fired up trying to think about them guys. So if we're looking at Cleveland, New York is just ranked 29th in defense efficiency across the board. They're just a dumpster fire defense. It got a little bit better with, you know, maybe DSJ on a point, but again, with Moutier back, the thing holds kind of a mess. So if we look at Cleveland, they're all priced kind of low. I mean, Kevin Love is only 6,900. If his minutes are going to creep up, I don't mind. I don't mind throwing some of him. You know, it's, again, it's a great matchup there. It's in the Garden, 6,900. You know, he could put up a 50 spot anytime, so I don't mind him. It takes, you know, I don't like Larry Nance Jr. as much with Love back. I don't think Thompson's questionable. I don't think he'll play, but just I don't think that hurts Love regardless. And then you got guys like Seti Osman, you know, Clarkson, Sexton, all those guys are priced, you know, 5,100 for Clarkson, 5 grand for Sexton, 4,900 for Seti Osman. They all have a little bit of, you know, in this game with Cleveland has a 107 implied team total. With how bad they've been, I probably prefer Seti Osman over those other two, but I don't mind going, you know, Clarkson and GPPs. Like, he can get hot and just light it up. But primary target probably be Love at 6,900 there. It's a good price, and if he's going to get some minutes, I have no problem going him. The rest of the team is kind of a dumpster fire, and I really don't want to touch it outside of those guys. On the New York side of the ball, got 110-point implied team total. DeAndre Jordan is going to be out again, I'm pretty sure. So I have to double check. I'm sure he's still out. So we're probably going to get the same starting lineup we've been getting. Well, I don't, again, this is Fizdale, so he can change things on a dime here. So what he's been doing is he's been starting Vonleh, and he's been starting Lance Thomas at the four and Vonleh at the five. But it's Robinson all day long, every day. He's the guy to target. The way he goes up and blocks shots is just incredible. I love watching this kid play. He can be a little handsy. And even at 6,400, his price has risen. I don't think it's high enough. And then each, you know, on the – so he's the target. I really don't want a whole lot of Vonleh. I don't want Thomas and all that. You know, we had a Henry Ellison night the other night when Dotson was chalk. And this is what you're going to get with New York. You're going to get the Fizdale special where you don't know who's going to play with the guards. Is it going to be a Trier night? Is it going to be a Dotson night? Is it going to be Ellison, you know, down there playing minutes again? Like, you know, are people going to chase those Ellison minutes? I wouldn't. I think you can take pieces of them. That's the problem, is these guys are all cheap. You know, Marcus Robinson is Robinson's 6,400. Again, he's probably your safest play out of all of them. If you're looking just for safety of the Knicks, he's going to play. Now, again, this is Fizdale, but he's more than likely going to keep rolling that guy out because he's talked good things about him in the media, and he just continues to show up here. He's 7,400 on FanDuel. It's a little bit more hard to stomach, but with the blocks and the points you get on blocks, I don't mind him there. So he's the best play for me here. But like for cheap guys, I don't have a lean on Dotson, you know. You kind of play the ownership. I don't have a lean on Ellison. You know, is he going to do it again? Is Trier? I think you just kind of mix and match those guys in your GPP lineups. And if any guys, the only guy that's a cash game here is Robinson. And then, you know, Moody is 4,900 on DraftKings and Dennis Smith Jr. is 6,300. You don't know who's going to see the minutes. So I couldn't play any of those guys in cash. You know, it's a great matchup against Cleveland. Cleveland's ranked bottom of the league against point guard defense efficiency. So you can attack him with the point guard. So I don't mind running some, you know, Dennis Smith Jr. or Moutier there. But I don't think I can trust the rotations of Fizdale enough to play him in cash. And they'd probably be GPP only right now. So I think your targets are Robinson, Dennis Smith Jr., Moutier. With Robinson, the only safe guy. And then it's like pick your poison with Dotson, Trier, and Ellison. Again, I don't think, you know, Henry Ellison's going to do that again, but he was stroking the three ball, and maybe he'll get more run. So play sparingly, and don't play those guys in your cash games out, say Robinson. All right, let's move on to Miami at Houston. Both teams coming off a back-to-back. It's a 218.5 over-under with Houston favored by 9. Again, Dwayne Wade took that game coming off a huge win against Golden State last night, which was awesome. But we do have some value here because the slate came out and the prices haven't moved on Miami side. So this is going to be some more chalk value that I think you're going to want. Whiteside's going to sit out here again. So, you know, Bam is going to be chalk once again at 4K on DraftKings, and he is 4,800 on FanDuel. Again, core play. He's going to see over 30 minutes. I'm just going to lock him in about every lineup that I make. I'll eat that chalk. Kelly Olynyk, he ended up my cash game last night when both Whiteside and JJ are out. James Johnson is, we have to check and see if he's out this game. I want to say, what was the last thing I checked? Yeah, it looks like he's questionable. Just confirm that he's out. If this is the same thing we had last night, and I'll go right back the well with Kelly Olynyk. I mean, he didn't hurt. He's 4,900 on DraftKings. I think he only ended up scoring 26.75 DraftKings points. He didn't kill you, but he didn't, you know, break the slate. But he's got 40 or 50 point upside every time, you know, he's going to get that run. And if he's going to get, you know, 30, 32 minutes a run, you got to like some Kelly Olynyk. So those are probably my two favorite targets. Again, I don't mind Jones Jr. as a deep flyer GPP. Wade, I mean, what minutes did Wade play last night? Seemed like he played a ton. Yeah, well, he did. He only played 26 minutes, but he put up 44 DraftKings points. I mean, this is Wade's farewell tour here. So, against Houston, it's a great matchup. Since he only played 26 minutes, he probably play around the same. I don't mind him in tournaments because he has that upside. But a big emotional win last night against Golden State. So, this might be a hard game for them to get up after that big win. So, I think, again, Bam and Olynyk are probably the guys I'm targeting most. And then I might sprinkle in some Wade, Richardson, and Winslow. Dragic looked really good last night, the minutes he did play and was on fire. But to me, it's just Olynyk and Bam for the most part. On Houston's side, they got a 113 implied team total. Harden's up to 11K. Chris Paul's 8,300. I don't like to play either of them when both of them are healthy to get minutes. Freed left last game with... He did not come back. I think it was a hip injury. So if he's going to be out, Capella's minutes will be more solidified. We should see more Tucker. Nene was out on rest last night. We should see him at 3,100. You know, maybe if he's a one piece, he doesn't really do a whole lot. I think that just solidifies the minutes for Capella. 6,700 going up against Bam. you know, I don't mind Capella here. I think if I'm looking at one guy here or two, it'd probably be Capella or Tucker against that front court of Miami with no Whiteside in there to. So, yeah, I really have no interest in Harden or Paul. I mean, I guess Paul at 8,300 is a lot better than Harden. I just don't see that ceiling game. And I think I'd rather spend up for stud-wise on these last two games with the Philly-OKC game. That's going to be a real fun game and a game you're going to target. So, for me, it's just the Capella, maybe some P.J. Tucker, maybe some Chris Paul, but I'm going to be fading Harden for the most part at that price. All right, so let's head on over to Philly at OKC. It's a 239 over-under. So this is the cream of the crop game tonight with OKC favored by 8. Now, some injury news on here is both Joel Embiid and Boban are both out this game. So you're going to see Tobias be playing a lot of minutes here. And Jonah Bolden's probably going to come in the draw the start, I would guess. And let me see his price on FanDuel. Like, I don't think I'd play a whole lot of Bolden on DraftKings. He's going to get the start. He's 4K. I guess I don't mind splashing him in. But let's see what he is on FanDuel, because I think he'd be a good drop score if he's on FanDuel. He's 3,900. I don't mind that as a drop score on FanDuel. But on DraftKings at 4K, I would rather go Bam all day long at that same price. Like, if you're debating between the two, it's not even close. I just don't see the upside there. And Mike Scott should see some backup minutes. And I think Mike Scott has a better all-around game than Bolden. And if you were going to pick between the two, it would be Scott. But I think, you know, again, when we look at this, man, Tobias Harris is 7,300 and Jimmy Butler is 7,100 on DraftKings. I don't think I would have thought I'd seen that day where Tobias Harris is priced higher than Jimmy Butler on DraftKings on the same team here. But yeah, this is where I want to spend my money. Like I said, that's why I'm fading Paul and Harden in that game previously. Is you're going to want some Simmons. You're going to want some Tobias Harris. He's going to play a ton of minutes. You're going to want some Butler here. And then I don't mind sprinkling in some J.J. Redick and some McConnell. But I'm going to have a lot of pieces of this game. And I think my favorite is probably it's the big three, of course, with Simmons, Harris, and Butler. Right now, just without really digging into it, OKC is ranked 25th in defense efficiency against I take that back. Yeah, no. OKC is ranked 28th in defensive efficiency against power forwards. And so this is where I like Tobias Harris the most, at 7,300. He's priced up a bit, but he has really good floor. He's been playing really well with him. So he's a cash look for me right now. I don't mind running Ben Simmons at all in cash, especially up against Westbrook here. And again, and then OKC is ranked 30th in defense efficiency against shooting guards. So I don't mind some Redick here if 5 grand on DraftKings because he can get it going as well. So all four of those guys are in play and really like this game. So on the OKC side, they have a 123 implied team total. And don't think we have any injuries here. I think they're pretty healthy. So again, it's the Westbrook PG-13 show with Paul George. Westbrook's 11-1 on DraftKings. Paul George is 10-4. Both guys squarely in play. This is where they get the points at. Adams is at 6,300. He, you know, came up a little bit. I don't mind him. Grant. So Philly's ranked 25th in defense efficiency against power forwards. So this is where I don't mind playing little Grant at 4,900. You know, and again, as a flyer, I don't mind some Markieff Morris as well as a GPP. But I kind of like Grant there at 4,900. He's got upside. It's a good matchup. And then Schroeder at 4,700. I don't mind playing him. But I think that's where you stick to it, those guys. Just probably Grant's – I would probably say, you know, Westbrook and George are always in play. I don't mind playing both of those guys. It's a great matchup. But I would say on the value side of it, I prefer Grant, a little bit of Schroeder, and then after that, it would be just Adams and then just a pinch of Markieff Morris just in case he gets going. And then, you know, Ferguson's not bad at 3,500 if his shot can fall. So it should be a fun game to target. Definitely look at getting a piece of this. I prefer the Philly side of it just because of the way they're priced. But to run it back, you know, Schroeder, Grant, or one of each of Westbrook or Paul George, the way I'm kind of just constructing the lineup in my head, I don't think you can run both of those guys because you're going to be spending the, you know, 7, 8K range on the Philly side. So you're probably going to pick one of Westbrook or Paul George. And I probably go Westbrook, being they're so similar in price, only 700 apart. So to round out the late night hammer tonight, 10:30 Eastern game, we have Utah at Denver. It's a 223.5 over under with Denver favored by 6. Utah has a 108 implied team total, and they are coming off a back-to-back, and they are headed into Denver, which is not always great. But, yeah, Favors and Crowder did some work last night against the Clippers front court. I don't think this is a great spot for, like, Rubio was injured and didn't return, so Donovan Mitchell probably can see a little bit more run here, but he's 8K. So I don't, you know, Joe Ingles, I think, would be the guy I prefer between the two at price. He's only 5K on DraftKings. And shooting guard is where you can attack Denver at. So we could probably see, you know, Joe play the two here with Mitchell running point. You know, and we also got, you know, Nito down there at 3,200. He's a good price as well. And like Crowder and Favors, they're okay at those prices. I still prefer Bam in that 4K range at, you know, Favors being 4,500 on DraftKings, Crowder being 4,200. I still am going to lean Bam all day long, in that matchup. But, you know, Gobert, 8,200. I liked him last night against the Clippers front court. I don't like him as much here against the Joker, because the Joker can, you know, spread the court. He can go out to the, you know, stretch five. So I don't think Gobert can keep up with him. You know, Gobert needs that traditional center around the rim, and the Joker can pull him out, and it hurts his rebounding ability when that happens. So I really don't want to play too much Gobert here. I don't really like the spot for him. But I said if Rubio is out, then I'm probably on this team again. It's probably Favors, Crowder, and Ingles, the guys I'm targeting with a little bit of Nito. And then again, Mitchell, at that price, I prefer the Philly guys in that range since he's around 8K. On the Denver side of the ball, 115-point implied team total. Let's see if we have any injuries here. I think Trey Lyles is still out. That doesn't really move the needle on anybody here. But we do have the Joker's 10K. He's always in play all day long. I still think I would rather go down to the Philly guys or up to Westbrook here. It's not the best matchup in the world. But the Joker's always in play. Nikola Jokic is just an MVP candidate. He's playing really well. Paul Millsap's priced up a little bit, 6,600. He's been playing good ball. I don't mind him here. He's, let's see, Utah. That's where you attack Utah at, is the power forward position. They're ranked 20th in defensive efficiency. So I don't mind Paul Millsap at 6,600. Probably more of a cash game play. But he has that 50-point upside. We've seen it this year. And he's been playing good ball lately, so I don't mind him. Isaiah Thomas, if he's going to continue to get run, you know, 3,700 is worth a look. It's still a good price on DraftKings. Just GPPs only. You can't trust his minutes for cash. But when this team's fully healthy, they can just go so many places. You know, Plumlee's down to 4,400. But, you know, as long as Joker and Millsap are playing, he's not going to see a ton of minutes. But, you know, if something happens to him, foul trouble, he's got upside. Barton at 5K. He's kind of at that point where, you know, where's the upside with this guy? You know, Jamal Murray, 6,200. You know, all these guys are about at their ceiling point, and they're just so healthy. They move the ball around. Beasley's 4,200. It's not a bad price. You know, Morris is not as play as much because he's playing alongside Isaiah Thomas, so his upside's not there. So I don't really have a whole lot of love here. At first glance, I think it's Millsap for me on this team. But I know a lot of guys like to play this hammer game, and I think I just prefer the Philly OKC game. If you're going to put a hammer spot here on this game, I think it's Millsap on the Denver side, and then maybe look at like an Ingles favorites or Crowder on the other side as a cheap value here. I don't really like the studs in this matchup. So yeah, there's the six games. I'm going to try to do some of these podcasts and drop them the night before to kind of go through the games, give you guys something to listen to. But please, if you're not a DFS Army member, please head on over to dfsarmy.com and use promo code CashKeg to save you 20% off your membership going forward. So, again, hope you enjoyed it. I really enjoyed doing this, and look for more. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA, weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get two free ebooks, as well as The Secrets to Unlocking a New Level to Your Game.